Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
It was the dawn of a new day in the Tiger Woods. The birds were singing, the centaurs were prancing, and the rabbits, well, they were doing what rabbits did best. All while an owl in a nightcap and pajamas poked his head out from his tree hollow home and screamed, "For the love of Pete Sassafras, would you keep it down out there? Some people are trying to sleep! I had to cover for my buddy Ronaldo last night at our Owl Express gig, and I'm fucking Eby, and I need me to sleepy, for fuck's sake! And another thing,
Yo, Chet Jr., check out this owl. He looks fucking pissed. Any idea what he's saying?
Nah. Hey, yo, Steve, spot me an arrow?
Sure.
Now the world will never know. How's it hanging, ladies and folks? My name is Chris R.R. Bauzo, and this is my show. You're about to hear the third chapter of my ongoing sword and sorcery sci-fi narrative. A story written, read, performed, and edited, all with your ear holes in mind. But don't concern yourself with going back to catch up quite yet, because this episode, like every episode, just so happens to be the perfect jumping on point. And then, once you're hooked, feel free to go back and check out the previous episodes of the show while you wait for the next one to drop. But for now, all I need you to do is sit back, relax, and allow me to unfurl the wizard scroll. If the centaurs of the Sashay tribe were two things, they were half-man, half-horse hybrids first, and xenophobic as fuck all second. As such, it came as no surprise to this narrator that they'd shun anything and everything that went against their sacred centaur ways. Currency? Shunned. Indoor plumbing? Shunned. Modern medicine, deodorant, Owl Express, shun times three. And of all the members of this particular centaur tribe, none were quite as unique as Wronghead. Though he was just as much of a man-horse hybrid as any other centaur in the tribe, Wronghead was quite different from the rest of his kin. Cursed at birth by a wily old wizard, born into the world with equine and human halves that were, in a word, swapped. In a couple more words, he was basically just a horse head with legs. His shaggy, soot-black, tangled mess of a mane was parted down the middle, clearing the way for the long, protruding snout that jutted out from the center of his brown equine visage. And right where the neck would begin on a regular horse, that's where his two pasty white human legs stuck out from. So like a neck waist? Or a waist neck? Yeah, waist neck sounds better. Let's roll with that. Anyway, in case you were wondering, his penis and testicles were human as well, though they were tastefully censored from view by leaves and butterflies and other objects fluttering about in the foreground. Centaurs do not believe in clothes, you see. Na 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 na, you got no arms or hooves or a torso or nothing. Na 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 na.
You fucking suck, Wrong Half.
You are a waste of oxygen.
You are a waste of space and resources.
You're the reason Dad left.
And your penis is small.
Ha ha ha, yeah, good one, bro. It's funny because it's true.
Come on, guys. Why you gotta be so mean to me all the time?
Aw, what's the matter? You stupid little useless thing, you. Gonna cry? Gonna piss on the floor, maybe? Maybe shit and cum?
Ew, gross! He's peeing on the floor right now!
We're centaurs! The floor is where we pee! You're currently also peeing on the floor!
Coping much?
Damn, Wrong Half. I knew you were ugly and stupid, but I didn't know you were that stupid.
Come on, Chet Jr. Let's get away from this creep.
Smell you later, loser.
Oh, I hate my life!
Oh, Holy crap, wrong half. We've talked about this 17 times already. Your constant outbursts are not freaking sweet at all, and they need to stop.
But Peter, you don't understand. It's Steve and Chet Jr. They started it. They called me names and made me pee a little.
That's enough, back sass out of you, twerp. I am your stepfather, and as such shall be treated with respect. Now hold still and let me place the dunce cap of shame atop your head. You're a disappointment in every conceivable way.
But!
I said no backsass, you little freak. Now shut your trap, save your breath, and stand still for 5 bloody seconds, would ya? Or it's 5 across the heart.
Yes, Peter.
5 across.
Well, looky here. Just when I thought you couldn't possibly get any more stupider looking.
Yeah, nice hat, idiot.
Boys, be nice to your brother. It ain't his fault he was born with his halves all fucked up. Now eat, there's plenty of owl stew for everyone.
Brethren and sistren, as chieftain of the Sashe tribe, it is my distinct honor to stand atop this big rock and ordain this year's champion. A chosen one who shall venture forth to the frosted north and deliver everyone's letters to Santa in a promptly manner over 6 months in advance, as to ensure all our gifts shall be accounted for come Christmas morning. And it seems we have a new competitor in the mix as well. Young Wronghalf is now 13 years old. As is tradition, he too shall participate in this most sacred of centaur games. Everybody ready? Very well. On my mark. 1, 2, 3, noses.
On the chieftain's word, the whole tribe responded nearly simultaneously as each of those man-horse hybrids touched a finger to his or her nose. Everyone, that is, besides Wronghalf, who simply sat there in the grass trying in vain to touch the end of his snout with one of his human toes. But alas, he was far, far too slow.
Looks like Wronghalf loses.
Ha ha! You lost!
Loser! Loser! Oh, shit. Does that mean he has to take our letters to Santar?
My Santar in Christ, he's right! Oh, jeez, this isn't funny anymore. Wronghalf, what the fuck? What'd you lose for?
But it's not fair, guys! I don't even have hands! Or a nose!
Silence! The sacred centaur ritual of noses has hereby concluded. Great hustle out there, everyone. All except for you. Of course, Wronghalf. Now, let us get you suited up for the frosted north.
But Chief, there's just no gosh darn way I'll make it. How do you expect little old me to survive out there on my own?
Quit your butts, save your breath, and bite your tongue, because you're going, much to the horror of us all.
And Wronghalf, well aware of the dire hat-related consequences of standing up for himself literally ever at all, he heeded this warning. He swallowed his pride and he looked down to his feet. He bottled up all the fear, anger, and pain he needed ever so badly to let loose. And after clearing the lump of sadness from his throat, after masking his countenance with a fake smile and adding a false joviality to his voice, he muttered the most suitable response he could muster.
Yes, Chief.
What you say though, kiddo?
I said yes, Chief!
Don't raise your voice at me again, kid, or it's 5 across the hawk.
Yes, Chief!
Wronghalf spoke at a medium tone.
Good. Now, here's the payload. Hold on, let me strap it to your waist neck. Ah, there you go.
A fanny pack?
stuffed with Christmas lists of every centaur in the tribe, including your own. Though I personally cannot stand the thought of entrusting these letters to someone as utterly incompetent as you, Wronghalf. You did lose fair and square. Now, go on. You get out of here.
All right. Let me just stop by my tent to pack a few things, and I'll be on my way.
He's resisting the call to action. Seize him!
Ah! Can I at least pack some supplies first?
No supplies. This is the centaur way.
And lo, Wronghalf the reverse centaur was quite literally dragged out of centaur territory, kicking and screaming all the way.
Whoa! Oh, what am I gonna do now? I don't even have pants! What if I get frostbite down there? Aw, jeez, I totally just jinxed it, didn't I?
Today's episode of The Wizard Scroll is brought to you by Dungeons and Dragons, an improvised actual play podcast that'll leave you laughing, crying, and rooting for every character you meet. If you've ever wondered what this D&D thing's all about, then look no further than their new season, which gives off a very Office Space meets Robin Hood meets Three Stooges vibe. Dungeon Master Russ takes his friends Amy, Tom, and Carla on an all-new adventure in a completely homebrewed world. With new characters, a new story, all that new stuff. In fact, it's the perfect jumping on point for new listeners, too. I just got done listening to the Season 3 premiere, and let me tell you, I'm not the biggest fan of Dungeons & Dragons. But Dungeons & Dragons, on the other hand, is a different story. Russ does an incredible job as DM, and the chemistry between him and his players really shines through. They really make you feel like you're sitting at the table with them. And soon enough, you'll be laughing along with them as they get into all sorts of high fantasy hijinks. If you're at all into fantasy and or fiction, which if you're listening to my show, you probably are, then go check out Dungeons & Dragons Season 3 today. New episodes drop every Wednesday, so check them out wherever fine podcasts are found.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
The Frosted North was home to all sorts of fucked up shit. Ice wolves, ice bats, ice goblins, even ice tea all resided in the snow-capped, forested, and mountainous region that made up Yrgsland's northernmost provinces. It was cold as a witch's tit on a Tuesday eve, and just as chilly.
And I'm freaking cold!
Wronghalf cried out to the wind. 3 days had passed since Wronghalf's quest had begun, and all things considered, he was actually making pretty good time. But as soon as the dirt path before him had crossfaded into a blanket of snow, his resolve had been considerably diminished. As he waded through that ankle-deep snow without even shoes to speak of, the hairs on the reverse centaur's well-toned thighs stood on end as he continued north. He marched his way along the snow-coated path ahead of him at a determined pace. Determined to succeed in his quest. Determined to distract himself from the cold biting at his exposed legs by thinking warm thoughts. Determined to just keep walking, lest he fail his mission and let his people down yet again.
Wrong Half's fleshy ass cheeks clapped together at a feverish rate as he marched straight toward the rising plume of smoke, just barely visible in the failing light.
Smoke means people, right? And people means not monsters, I think.
Wrong Half had never conversed at length with anybody besides those of his tribe. The rampant xenophobia his people housed acting as a deterrent to any would-be visitors and invaders alike. As a result, he knew very little about the outside world, and littler still of the other races that inhabited it. But he figured his logic was sound enough, so he forged ahead as quickly as his frostbitten feet would allow, trying his best to ignore the ceaseless howling and growling that surrounded him on all sides, and to ignore the flutter of countless leathery bat wings from above. He pushed all the grumbles and groans of the awakening monsters to the back of his mind, drowned them out with the Christmas carols of his people.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true!
His mind was abuzz with the great Christmas feast, the love and laughter that filled the crisp night air, the flashing, colorful lights of eldritch origin that lit up every hut and hovel in the land. Wrong Half then contemplated upon the glory that awaited him upon his quest's completion, upon his triumphant return, and upon all the presents that he'd awake to in 6 short months.
Dear Santar! Hi, it's me, Wrong Half! I've been a really good boy this year! This Christmas, I want a magic rectangle. I want the new Suckle Me Elmo doll, complete with 6 detachable nipples and a spare jug of refillable Elmo milk. I want an apple. I want a girlfriend. I want a pair of flip-flops. And I want a box of condoms. Please deliver all of these things to me, Wrong Half, because as I mentioned earlier, I've been a very good boy. I hope you enjoy this drawing I made of us hanging out. I worked really hard on it, what with my lack of arms and all. Anyway, I'll be sure to leave out your favorite cookies and milk on Christmas Eve. Your friend, Wrong Half.
The camera panned over to Wrong Half's letter, revealing that it was all just a bunch of nonsensical chicken scratch on the page.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
Oh, fuck nah. What the heckaroni and cheese is that?
Santar!
Oh, shit. It's frozen half to death. Whatever it is. Hold on, little guy. I've got something for you.
Not the duck's cap of shame! No! No!
It's a blanket, you dingus.
Oh! Thank you, but I cannot. Since our tradition states that...
You fucking geek. You've got icicles hanging out of your nostrils and urethra, for crying out loud. Here, sip on my fire for a spell, friend. The name's Crystal Everfall, dungeon crawler extraordinaire. And you are?
I'm Wrong Half of the Sashay tribe. I'm on a great and noble quest to deliver all these letters to Santar.
So, you're a centaur of some kind. Isn't the horse part supposed to be on the bottom?
Yes! Yes, it is! I get that a lot!
Shh! Do you hear that?
Yeah. What is it?
Nothing good, that's for dang sure. Can you fight? Never mind, I'll handle this. Stay down and don't move.
Right.
Get her!
Yeah! Ah! Ice goblins, get the fuck off me, you little bastards!
Hey! You get your grimy hands off of Crystal Everfall Dungeon Crawler Extraordinaire right now!
Wrong Half made his presence known to the goblins, but the moment he got within eyeshot of the blue beasts,
both of those hairy little assholes broke out in a hysterical, unhinged laughter.
Oh, look at that. How does he eat? How does he shit? How does he live? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, why the long face? Oh. Think they got you, so.
He looks like a dirty Q-tip.
What's a Q-tip?
It's what you are.
Oh, my God, he looks so fucking stupid. Oh, ow. Oh, oh, my God. Oh, oh.
Wait a minute. Oh, let it go.
Oh, my hair. Oh, my beautiful, beautiful hair. No.
Oh, I'm thinking, wrong half.
The elf proceeded to remove the short, jagged dagger from its pocket on her inner thigh and grazed its razor's edge across the goblin's neck.
So, no head?
Oh, my God!
And lo, the elf, in one fell downward swing, had cleaved his goddamn head off.
Nah.
The second goblin still lay fetal, still nursing his mangled testicles as that murderous elf effortlessly decapitated his big brother before his eyes. As he and Wronghalf both watched on in impotent, petrified terror, as the beheaded carcass of the goblin slumped to the ground, as that skinny, now gaping neck wound spurted arcing streams of deep crimson blood into the pristine white snow, as the two mixed together into a light pink slurry. And he did the only two things he could do. First, he pissed himself, the piss and snow mixing together into a light yellow slurry. Then the goblin managed to blurt out pleas for mercy that would fall on deaf ears, sputtering on only between the waves of pain surging through his nethers.
For the love of Goblin Jesus, please don't kill me. I promise I won't ever bother you again. I won't touch another woman as long as I live. Please just spare me.
The elf sneered down at the pitiful thing, who had no doubt lost all the use of his dick and balls as he lay slumped over on the floor.
Very well, then.
She kicked him in the ribs and spat in his eye for good measure.
Scrape your shattered pride off the ground and get out of my sight, you cock-crippled, blue-balled motherfuck. Leave quickly before I change my mind and opt to send you to meet Goblin Jesus personally.
With this, he stood upright as best he could manage, clutching his broken ribs with one hand and his mangled loins in the other, as he made for the relative safety of the wilderness in a pained waddle. But alas, he had barely made it 10 paces before the elf hucked her trusty dagger through the crisp evening air, sent it singing across the clearing, straight through the retreating goblin's back. His blue furry form was sliced clean through from head to taint, and his two halves fucking fell in opposite directions and landed in the snowy forest floor.
I changed my mind.
She said all badass-like as she held out her hand and clenched, force-pulling her now blood-soaked dagger right back into her grasp. She wiped it clean with a handful of snow and replaced it into its spot on her inner thigh, all before turning her attention back to the horse-headed creature in her midst.
Jeez, Wronghalf. I didn't know you had that dog in you, my boy.
Wronghalf, visibly shaken by the dual murders he had just witnessed, visibly unsettled by this elf's civilized tongue, let out a little fear poop that dribbled down his leg and into the snow by his feet, mixing into a light brown slurry.
Gotta go!
You?
If Wronghalf heard Chris Stahl's pleas, he paid them no mind, opting instead to make a break for it. Literally.
No, not that way. There's a frozen lake over yonder.
He barely made it 11 paces before his muscular, pasty white leg stomped down onto the ice just a little too roughly, and he was sent crashing through to the icy cold depths below.
He can't swim! So cold! I can't fucking swim! Help me! Help me!
Wrong half!
The elf dashed over to the breach in the ice and hurriedly removed her coat, undercoat, and pantaloons, then dove into the dark, frigid depths after him.
breathing. How do I do CPR on this thing? There's no torso. One and two and three and four. One and two and three and four.
And lo, the elf somehow managed to clear Wronghaft's lungs of water. I'll spare you the details. Then she retrieved her jackets and pants from the snow and wrapped the reverse centaur up in her undercoat. Then she slipped into her pants and outer cloak and cradled him in her arms. Though he was still alive, it was only on a technicality. He was completely unresponsive, unable to move, barely able to breathe, and the last thing Wronghaft remembered was the sight of Kristall's chestnut-shaped, almond-toned face. The beacon of light at the end of his tunneling vision. Those twin emeralds glowing in her eyes. He slipped into a deep, dark, dreamless sleep. Though the elf's words had found their way into his subconscious as she spoke once more.
You saved me, kind creature. You rescued me from untold horrors on this eve, and I shall return the favor. So help me, Goblin Jesus.
Thanks for tuning in to me, screaming about wizards for 20 minutes or so. If you're still here, odds are that you enjoyed what you just heard and are stoked as heck all for more. Well, fear not, dear listener, because you won't have to wait long to hear that next installment of The Wizard Scroll. Episode 4 drops next Saturday morning. Same dang time, same dang channel. But if you don't want to wait a whole week for one measly episode, then boy, do I've got a proposition for you. A business venture, if you will. Call me fucking Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank, sitting there with my fingers in that evil villain pose. Here's my offer. All you's got to do's is head on over to patreon.com/thewizardscroll, all lowercase, no hyphens, and pledge as little as $1 per month. In exchange, you'll get instant access to the entire 16-episode season to binge at your pleasure. But wait, there's more! You get fucking not only those 16 that are coming out, but the 16 2020 originals, Wizard Scroll Classic, if you will. Those are floating around. You get access to them too if you really want to try it. That is 32 episodes for you to enjoy right this second for $1. Think about that and head on over to Patreon, dollar in hand. Fuck, we got a deal. And until next Saturday, bye.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hey there, we're DM to GM. I'm your DM from Dungeons & Dragons, Russ Moore.
And I'm your GM from The End of Time and Other Bothers, Sean Howard.
What we like to do around here is answer the questions that you have about tabletop RPGs and get you started feeling comfortable playing games around your table.
We want to share our real experiences, what we've learned, what's been helpful, so that other people can get going. And because a lot of these hurdles are just in their head.
So find us every other week wherever you listen to podcasts or visit dmtogm.com. DM to GM, get your game started.